Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, that's beautiful. Ready to get started? All right, let's do it. Hello and welcome to the Survivor JJC bonus episode. My name is Colleen.
My name is Bun Patty Poop Zach.
And welcome to the show, everybody. We're back. We had a couple of weeks hiatus as we were trying to figure out our homework, school from home situation and whatnot. Do you like doing, you like teacher mommy? They can't hear your head shake.
No, no.
No, no. You don't like mommy teaching you?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like to.
You don't like to what?
I don't like doing homework. It's boring, 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 boring.
I'm sorry about that, but I'm not a bad teacher. We get it done. We figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. We know our groups of five now. What's a group of five? Into the microphone. What's a group of five?
I don't know. No, no, no.
Yes, you do. We've been doing it for 2 weeks. Come on. What's a group of five? What's a five family or whatever? Come on. Nothing like being put on the spot by your mom about your homework.
No.
Come on. What's a what's a five family? Two and...
Three!
Equals five? I have learned over the last few weeks that Zachary's favorite five family is 5 and 0.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's been fun. Anyway, hope everybody out there is doing all right with the current shelter-in-place situation, stay-at-home orders, whichever your whatever your state has given you. We are, you know, we're here. We're doing it. We're going to go do our homework after this is done because Zachary has a story time with his teacher and a meeting at 9:30. So, oh my God, you were so excited about it before. You said, do I get to see my classmates? And I said, yeah, you do. And
no, then, I don't.
Yes, you. And you said, yay, 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 yay. Direct quote, Zachary Glatfelder an hour ago. Wednesday, April 22nd, circa like 7:15 in the morning. You did say that, though. All right, anyway, we're here to talk about the bonus episode. We thought about going back and rewatching all of the ones we missed, but I think that it's best if we maybe just move on, you know, stay current. So we watched the immunity challenge for the episode The Full Circle, which was the family loved one visits that, you know, just was the most recent Survivor episode. Zachary, what did you think about that challenge?
It was kind of boring.
Yeah, it was a game of patience, all right, right?
Mm-hmm. And Mike won.
Tony.
Tony
won. Tony won. Do you think that you would have been able to do that challenge?
No.
I don't think you would have been able to do that challenge either. I love you to death, but probably not. But you would have gotten the spelling part right, just the patience part. We let Zachary, he asked to watch the voting this week, so we went to tribal council. What do you think about tribal council? So much happens.
It was kind of fun.
It was kind of fun? And who went home?
Tyson went home.
Tyson went home. It was kind of a bummer, right? Because I don't know if he would have gone home originally. How many people, they had so many people playing their immunity idols and advantages and craziness, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you like... Oh, go ahead.
And Tyson got voted out. He's going to come back in.
You think he's... You're going to make a prediction that Tyson's the one that comes back into the game next time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, you did watch the challenge where Tyson came back in the game the first time, so it's not not out of the question.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you want to say about... Survivor, the challenge, the tribal council. Were you on the side, Kim's side, or were you on Sarah's side? I was on Kim's side. Mm. Kim's side was the side that lost. So I know that you'd like to be on the winning side.
Yeah.
So you were voting for Tyson to go home? Gotcha.
Tyson is the one who won.
Tyson's the one that went home.
Oh.
It wasn't really sides, so to speak. It was just there were two groups that were going that wanted to vote against each other to kind of get somebody else on the other side out, so to speak. Anyway, is there anything else that you want to talk about from being at home or your schoolwork? What's your favorite thing that we've done for schoolwork so far? We've had some fun things.
The videos only.
Oh, we have to take video. We have to upload video responses of some of our homework and put them in this app called Seesaw. Video. You like doing the art? The music art. So we had this, Zachary had to make a song through art, so his music teacher sent him a link, and he had to draw something, and then that drawing turned into music, and that was really cool, and the tone changed depending on the color that you selected. What about gym? You remember what we did for gym last week?
We did exercising and stuff.
But what kind of exercising did we do?
Jogging in the zigzag.
So we had to make three sets of flashcards. One we already had because it was your sight words. One was an action, like jumping, running, skipping, hopping, and then a direction. So it was like in a straight line, in a zigzag, up high, down low.
We had to select three
things, and he had to do his sight word while like running in a circle or hopping in a zigzag or skipping down low. And what do we do when we had the down low jump one? Then we jump like frogs?
Yeah. Whip it.
I don't know. We had fun. We thought it was going to... Both of us saved that to the very end, the very last thing that we did last week, and because we thought it was going to be lame. But it ended up being the most fun thing, I thought. Yeah. They can't hear you nod.
Yes.
And you've been doing Geek Dad Life videos with Daddy.
Uh-huh.
You want to tell them about that?
No, thanks.
You don't want to tell them about what you've been doing? Mm. What did you do last week? Which is probably why we didn't do this show last week, because you were busy doing it with Daddy nonstop. He's got 8 hours of footage.
So we did the deep sea barracuda came in. Ow.
You did what? The deep sea barracuda?
Yeah.
And what's the deep sea barracuda?
It's a ship that crosses into the island, then you take it off.
So it was a pirate ship? And you guys built it, the Legos?
Uh-huh. It was so quick.
It took you guys, like 5 days of doing it.
What? We did it quickly.
You did it quickly? Mommy.
Quickie, mommy.
Quickly. I don't think, you know, a quickie is something that I don't think you know the meaning of.
Quick. Okay.
Okay. All right. Anything else before we let the fine people go? Anything about the challenge? Anything else? Did you feel bad for the people when their blocks fell down?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Me too. All right. Well, we will be back next week. We'll do it again. Now that we're kind of in our better routine now. So.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Say thank you to the people for listening.
Thank you for the people to listening.
Thank you to the patrons.
Thank you for the patrons.
Can you say thank you to Maggie and Joanne? Well, thank you to the patrons who are listening right now, of course, and thank you to the ones that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Drake the Destroyer of Time, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Greg the Gray. Thank you guys. We appreciate it. We hope, again, everybody is staying safe and healthy and, most of all, sane out there. Yeah. All right. Good luck, all you parent teachers out there, and all you teachers out there who are trying to do this remotely. I can imagine it's not easy to put everything together. So thank you. And on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Bun Patty Poop Zach.
And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.